Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
The great news continues for the Kansas City Chiefs as Friday afternoon, Patrick Mahomes steps up to the microphone at Arrowhead Stadium and announces to the media that he has cleared concussion protocol. Even better yet, he says his toe is feeling a lot better, that Sunday and Monday it was painful, but it is good by Friday afternoon. So it is on the Chiefs and the Bills in the AFC Championship game, 5:40 Sunday evening at Arrowhead Stadium, and Patrick Mahomes will be starting for the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got a full preview of the game, the important matchups, and a preview of the NFC Championship game between the Bucs and the Packers right here on KKHI. It's brought to you by BStock.net. At BStock.net, they've got great computer values as well, not just TVs. Computers are a big thing at BStock.net. We love that about them. They've got all kinds of great discounts and savings for you depending on what you're looking for, whether it's a desktop, laptop, doesn't really matter. They're all right there. Tremendous products from Dell, HP, Lenovo, even Apple at the BStock Outlet Store, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. And if you get out there on Saturday before the game on Sunday, you can still get that 75-inch Samsung Smart Remote TV, $1,099 at Best Buy, just $799 at BStock. It's the BStock.net Outlet Store, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. Buck Roofing and Construction, Kansas City's finest residential and commercial roofing company. Ron Buck's a friend of mine. He's a funny man, but not when it comes to roofing. He's very serious about that. He makes sure the job is done right and on time for the cost they say. They take care of your property and your yard around your house like it's their own. It's customer service number one at Buck Roofing. Online at rbuckroofing.com or call Ron at 384-2680 and sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Here comes Valentine's Day. Just a few weeks away, guys. Get into Joslyn's at 95th and Antioch. I got a text from a friend of mine today. Said he took his wife to Joslyn's. Couldn't believe how great the experience was. I think they got out for zero. She had a kinked, tangled chain that they took in there to have repaired. They did it for her for nothing. And then they showed them exactly how they want to clean some of the other jewelry that they had for her. And said, here's how you can do that. Oh, man. Unbelievable. He says, this is unbelievable. I went in there, it was nothing but service. Well, I know the man, and when it's time to go buy something, he's going to Joslyn's. That's why you do it. It's all about the service. Joslyn's Jewelry. Everybody says the same thing. Everybody calls me, texts me, emails me, and says, you're right about Joslyn's. That's unbelievable. 95th and Antioch in Overland Park. Here we go. Mahomes is healthy. He's cleared and out of protocol. Even his toe's better on KKHI. Hit it.
Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
It's time for your AFC and NFC Championship game previews, and it doesn't get much better than this as Friday afternoon the Kansas City Chiefs announce Patrick Mahomes announces he is out of concussion protocol. So the rules and the protocol that apparently were the only things that were going to keep him from playing in the game Sunday evening at Arrowhead Stadium are now behind him. And it is full speed ahead, as has been reported widely all week long. There is a lot of question as to whether or not Mahomes actually had a concussion or a head injury at all, whether it was a neck thing. It doesn't really matter. The Chiefs don't have to say. They put the man in concussion protocol. The NFL looked at it. The NFL doctors, the team doctors, everybody saw it. Everybody watched it. Protocol was followed, and the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes have cleared the protocol, and he is ready to start against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday evening. Perhaps even better news, because I never doubted he'd clear concussion protocol. As we said earlier in the week at KKHI, it was great that he was practicing because that really eliminated any kind of a neck injury or nerve damage or something in his spine or with his legs. So that was eliminated when he started practicing. The only question was concussion protocol at that point, and he has passed through that. Andy Reid said he looks good in practice. The Chiefs are full speed ahead with Patrick Mahomes to start at 5:40 on Sunday evening at Arrowhead against the Buffalo Bills. This is the top two teams in the AFC. It's the top two offenses in the AFC, and it should be a tremendous matchup. Even better news is Patrick Mahomes said to the media on Friday afternoon that his injured toe, and it is suspected to be turf toe, which is painful, that his injured toe is much better, feeling a lot better, said Patrick Mahomes. He says it really hurt on Sunday and it hurt on Monday, but it's just gotten better all week long. And he described it as a lot better on this Friday. So it'll be even better, we would think, on Sunday. It has not limited him in practice in any way. and he's ready to rock, man. I mean, it's all good news for the Chiefs after the mighty scare a week ago during the win, the 5-point win over the Browns. The Kansas City Chiefs are trying to become the first repeat winner of the Super Bowl since 2003 and 2004. That was the Patriots. The NFL has announced they're allowing thousands of healthcare workers into the Super Bowl, I think free, because they can't sell the tickets, whatever. They're going to allow maybe as many as 20,000 healthcare workers into the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks that have all been vaccinated. They're going to allow them in. And I think the NFL and the state of Florida are saying, come get us. We dare you to stop us. We're letting these healthcare workers come into the Super Bowl. They've worked their butt off during COVID. They've all been vaccinated, and they're coming to our game. What a special deal by the NFL. That's awesome. Why stop there? Why not fill this stadium up with people that have been vaccinated? Prove you're vaccinated. Fill it up. Let's have a full house in Tampa. This could be a lot of fun and a great moment for this country to see normalcy return. So we're very excited to hear that news today. We're obviously excited to hear Mahomes' toe is good and that they're ready to go. The Chiefs working on the repeat of the Super Bowl championship. Here are the odds for this game on Sunday. This is just historic odds. The Chiefs line, obviously, it opened at -1 on Sunday night. Now remember, Chad Henne had just finished a game at Arrowhead. The odds makers had no idea what to expect out of Mahomes or what was going on. They saw the sore toe. They saw everything. The Chiefs were a 1-point favorite. It very quickly got bet to 2.5, where it stayed for a long time. Then, about 48 hours in, some good news came out on Patrick Mahomes. The line moved to 3. I mean, the second he stepped in front of the microphone on Friday afternoon and said, I've cleared protocol, the line went to 3.5. The Chiefs favored now by 3.5 over the Buffalo Bills. I think this is a good bet, and here's why. This is all you need to know. There's some history here. The Chiefs become the 13th team in NFL history to win the Super Bowl and the following year host their conference championship game at home. Okay, so you won the Super Bowl the year before, and now you're hosting the conference championship at home the year following. You want to take a stab at what the record is of the first 12 games? There were 12 previous games where that occurred, and those teams at home, defending Super Bowl champions, have gone 11-1. The lone loser was the 1990 49ers. History is not on Buffalo's side. They're a sexy pick with a lot of people this week, but there's a lot of hope there. The Chiefs just win football games. They're on a historic run of division records, winning games. This is crazy. You have to throw out Week 16 against the Chargers, Week 17, because if they'd played their guys, they would have beaten the Chargers. No question about that. But the Chiefs look like they're ready to go. I think the running game could be just as important as it was last week. I was amazed the Chiefs came out last week against the Browns and ran the football effectively, and they ran it early. The first drive of the game, I'm like, whoa, if they're going to run on them like this, it's really going to open up the pass, and it did. Here's the deal with your Buffalo Bills. They're going to play zone defense. They play a ton of zone defense. They've played about 70% zone defense this year. They played a lot of zone defense against the Chiefs when they met in Week 6. They're going to play zone defense. When they do, and because they do, they're not stout on their interior line. So the defense gets spread back and spread out in the zone, and a lot of teams have been very effective and had the opportunity to run straight forward in the trenches on the Bills, and I think the Chiefs are going to try that on Sunday. I think they may try it early. I was surprised they did it last week, but I will not be surprised they did it this week. If you recall the game against Buffalo earlier this year, Mahomes did not have a great game. It was bad weather. The wind was it was ridiculously difficult playing conditions that day in Buffalo. But the Chiefs looked physical, and they round the ball, and they pounded it. And that's what the Bills gave the Chiefs. That's what the Bills are going to give the Chiefs on Sunday, because that will keep the game from getting into the 30s. While the Bills have a high-flying offense, they still don't want to get into a scoring shootout with the Chiefs. They don't want any part of this. They don't want any part of this because the Bills can't run the ball. Buffalo last week had 32 yards rushing in their playoff win. That's the fourth lowest number all-time rushing yards in a playoff victory by any team. In the playoffs, the Buffalo Bills have dropped back 74% of the times and thrown the football. 74% passing. There is no history of a Super Bowl team that's done that. You have to run the ball better than the Bills have to get the Super Bowl. And I will tell you right now, if they only rush for 32 yards Sunday against the Chiefs, they're dead. They're dead. There's just no, unless the Chiefs pull one of these deals where they turn it over three times, There is no other way to make that up because there just isn't. And they're going to have to be able to run the football, the Bills, and I don't know that they can. The key to stopping the offense isn't really to line up and stop the run. Their best rusher, as we talked about before week six here at KKHI, is Josh Allen, the quarterback. He's their leading rusher in the postseason. He's the biggest threat. For anyone to get a gain of over 5 yards on the ground, the biggest threat is Josh Allen. He can do this on a design quarterback draw. He can do it on a rollout options, and he can scramble. He has much more running ability than you would think that he has. He's like Mahomes. In my estimation, Sean McDermott and the gang in Buffalo this week should be saying, Josh Allen, this is the AFC Championship game. And we'll have 2 weeks if he gets pounded in this game, physically pounded, we have 2 weeks to get him ready for a Super Bowl. I will be shocked if the biggest component of their running game is not Josh Allen. If we don't see him in the option, if we don't see the quarterback draws, if we don't see him running the football to try to open up the pass, I'll be very surprised. Because I think he will have the ability to gain yards on the Chiefs. If they just try, that's better than their standard running game. Josh Allen running it. The Chiefs are not going to line up with a spy on Josh Allen running the ball. They're not going to try to contain him like they do Lamar Jackson. They're not going to look at him as that running threat. So it's going to be there. Will the Bills take that opportunity and try to run the ball early and shorten this game by using their quarterback and let him get hit? Because I'm not talking about running and sliding here. I'm talking about getting first downs. Like if you run some sort of an RPO or a quarterback draw on first down, you know, you need to get 6, 7, 8 yards. And sometimes that requires contact. And I think they're going to ask Josh Allen to do that. I think that's one of the components of this game. So it becomes very important if the Chiefs are lining up and doing this to pay attention to Josh Allen running the ball because the Bills don't run the ball well. And Stephon Diggs is the top receiver in the NFL. He's got 100 yards in each of the playoff games. There's really no stopping him. Okay, there really is no stopping him. You're not going to stop Stephon Diggs. Like he's Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce good. Okay? Not as fast, maybe not as game-breaking, whatever, but he's an absolute stud and superstar in his own way. I mean, he led the league in receiving. That's all you got to know. So there is no stopping him. What would be a great day? I'd give Diggs right now 70 yards and a touchdown and be thrilled. If the Chiefs could do something like that, that'd be fantastic. That's probably a really good day for the Kansas City Chiefs if Diggs only gets 70 yards and a touchdown. So there's your preview of what the matchup could look like. Chiefs against Bills. We saw them in week six. This game will not look like that one. It's going to be, you know, that one was very physical in the trenches. It was the most physical game of the year for the Chiefs, I felt. And the game kind of dragged. I think this will be more of a horse race than that. I think we'll see some big plays. I think the Bills will hit big plays. I think the Chiefs will hit big plays. And we should all be very excited and very much looking forward to this game on Sunday. It should be a blast. The great news is Patrick Mahomes is healthy. He is in much better shape at his news conference on Friday than he was at any point on Sunday because his toe hurt on Sunday right from the get-go. He did something with his toe right from the start. And that's not to say that he can't re-injure it in the game on Sunday. And if it's turf toe, it's likely to happen. He's likely to plant or do something, and at some point it starts barking at him. We shall see. Before we jump into the NFC Championship game, I want to remind you Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is brought to you by Elite Automation online at eliteautomate.com. They design and install intelligent building systems. They also offer a free service, essentially, a no-cost service, where they come out and consult you on how you're using your energy. And if they can save you money, you pay them a percentage of what you save. Everybody wins. There's no cost to you. Back9development.com, the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere. These are condos on the Colbert Hills Golf Course, and they are going to be spectacular. They're planning on opening in September, just in time for football season. Great opportunity for a second home, a game day location, an investment property, upscale, $249,000 and up. Tremendous project here. Resort pool, clubhouse, elevators, covered parking on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. The Solheim is unique to the Grand Mere area, and TJ at Back 9 Development would love to speak with you if you're interested in a real estate opportunity or a business opportunity. He does a lot of developments around the Midwest and takes investors in a lot of those projects. He's got a great track record of making money for people. If you're looking for a place to invest your money in a great local and regional company that could return some investment for you, call TJ at Back 9 Development, 785-236-0161. Yep, indeed. And, of course, our friends at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Their customers say at Roberts Robinson, we just make it easy. And that's exactly the way it is. Shop, click, and drive online at robertsrobinson.com. And don't forget their service department. Any make or model, they'll come get you in your car, or they'll come get your car and service it for you and return it for you. Who does that? And who does that? Doesn't matter where you live. If you need your car serviced, Roberts Robinson will fix it. They'll service it. They'll do whatever. They'll come to your house, get it, drive it to their place, fix it or service it, and bring it back to you. No charge. Unreal. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, in Excelsior Springs. You know the drill. We just make it easy. That's what they say at Roberts Robinson. NFC Championship game, the Bucs and Packers, 2:05 on Fox Sunday afternoon. Here we go. I'll give you a little breakdown for each team. Wide receiver Antonio Brown for Tampa Bay is out. Tampa has won 7 straight road games. That's amazing. I think that ends Sunday. Get to that in a moment. They did beat Green Bay. Tampa did 38-10 in Week 6. Both the matchups this week were Week 6 matchups in the NFL. The Chiefs won and the Bucs won in Week 6. Brady, of course, Tom Brady is the greatest postseason player of all time. So you have that. I mean, that's probably the best thing the Bucs have going for him here is this guy just wins postseason games. He's just been unbelievable. He holds pretty much every postseason record and is the greatest postseason player of all time. Tampa Bay's defense will go zone against Aaron Rodgers. Not everybody does. Tampa will. It has been effective for them, and it worked very well in the first game that they played. They were able to pick off Aaron Rodgers a couple of times, and they completely changed the dynamic of the game, frustrating him with their zone defense. Matt LaFleur, the coach of the Packers, did not adjust very well in game against the Bucs, and that was a 38-10 beatdown. And the Packers, look, the Packers are better now. These teams don't get here unless they improved. It's what I always loved about football. You can struggle early and be great late. That's fine. And I think both NFC teams are examples of teams that just got better as the season went on. The Bills and the Chiefs were pretty much 1-2 in the AFC all season. But Green Bay, you know, there was talk that Seattle might be the best team in the NFC. And there were a couple of others got mixed in there. But in the end, it's Green Bay and Tampa because they got better. They have outstanding quarterbacks and have played beautifully. So we'll see how that Bucs zone defense does against Green Bay. The 13 games that Tampa won this year, Tom Brady was sacked 1.1 times. So he's basically sacked 14 times in 13 games. In the 5 losses, he sacked on average 2.5 times, and his quarterback rating is half what it was in the wins. You're going to be able to tell very early who wins this game. If the Bucs are moving the ball and no pressure's on Tom Brady, he's not getting sacked, he's not under duress, he's not throwing the ball away in the pocket. If he's not doing that, this is going to be a dogfight. It's going to go right to the wire. If Green Bay gets in on him, which I think they will, if they can get to him a little bit and hurry him just a little bit, you'll be able to tell by the way Brady's... There have not been very many games this year where what Brady does in the game changes. When they've come out and they've thrown the ball and they've looked effective and good, they've pretty much done that. When they've come out, been ineffective, he gets sacked, he throws it away, he throws an interception, they've pretty much done that for the whole game. They've been pretty easy. You watch them for a quarter and a half, and you kind of see what the Bucs are. They don't really flip a switch or turn things around in game. Tampa's trying to become the first non-division champion since 2010 to reach the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, on the other side, of course, led the NFL with 48 touchdowns. Rodgers became the first player in the history of the league to have 3 seasons with 40-plus touchdowns. He's been amazing. The Packers have been an utter cover machine. You know, if you listen to this podcast, that I like to play football games. I like to bet against the spread. I have kept my season alive, basically, on the Packers because I play the Chiefs a lot, not every time. I used to play the Chiefs and over every time, but that faded here about 5 or 6 weeks ago because they just weren't covering anything, and it was just too hard. But I've stayed with the Packers, and I don't remember the last time the Packers didn't cover. They have just been amazing. They're a 3.5-point favorite in this game. I'm going to take the Packers to win this game 31-23 over Tampa, and the Packers will head off to Super Bowl 55. We will see. 2 o'clock on Sunday on Fox. In the Kansas City game, I'm going Chiefs all the way. And I like the Chiefs to, and I think they would have scored well into the 30s against the Browns. I've got them there in this game. I think the Chiefs are going to get a big play non-offensively in this game. They're either going to get a big interception, sack fumble, kick return, something. So I'm going to add to the already tasty number that I had in mind of 31, and I'm going to go with 38-27, Kansas City. And I think it'll be like 38-20 with, you know, 4 minutes to go, a game at hand. And the Chiefs will give up a 7-point score there at the end to make it a little bit closer. I don't think the Bills are ready for this. I think the Chiefs are. I saw enough in Kansas City last week to let me know that they did flip a switch, that the postseason is different for them, and they're energized, they're excited, they're interested, and they're in tune. And I think Buffalo pays a high price for that in this game on Sunday. I'll take both favorites, both home teams, and a Chiefs-Packers matchup, rematch of Super Bowl I in Super Bowl 55. There it is, your playoff preview. Enjoy the weekend, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.